I'm Megan Kamrick with news about women from the Women's Media Center, Women's E-News, and other sources around the world. This week in women's history, on May 13, 1995, Allison Hargreaves becomes the first woman to summit Mount Everest unaided, and only the second person to do so. Austin, Texas recently elected its first female majority city council, and apparently the city manager's office decided staff needed some training on how to deal with women, so they brought in consultants. The Washington Post and the Austin American-Statesman report that Jonathan Allen, a former city manager in Florida, said his daughter taught him an important lesson. Women ask a lot of questions, so you have to be patient with them. He also said women don't like delving into financial details, and there will be more women in elected office thanks to Hillary Clinton. The other consultant, Maya Burt Stewart, said, quote, "Men have egos, women have wish lists," and that men are more likely to use a dominating management style than women, who use a compromising style. In Russia, the top children's rights official is under fire after he defended older men marrying teenage girls. Pavel Ostakov said some women are, quote, shriveled by the time they reach the age of 27. Ostakov apologized for his mistake on Friday, noting, quote, "Women of any age are wonderful and delightful. The Lord created woman so we could love her, defend her, care for her, and praise her." A human rights group is calling on the help of the International Committee of Military Medicine to urge Indonesia to stop its military's virginity tests of female recruits, according to HNGN. Military officials said the practice stops immoral women from joining the armed forces and that this is a matter of national security, reported the BBC. Human Rights Watch says the Air Force, Army, and Navy have used the process for decades on the fiancés of military officers before marriage. It also says local governments and the civil service have been known to use the test. In February, officials in East Java scrapped a plan to make high school girls be tested before they could graduate. The so-called two-finger test is supposed to determine if a woman's hymen is intact. Leading African female musicians have recorded a video of songs and instrumental music, joining a Poverty is Sexist campaign to put women and girls at the center of the global drive to eradicate extreme poverty by 2030. Reuters reports that the One campaign focuses on investing in women and closing the gender gap to reduce hunger, cut maternal and child deaths, and boost economies in the world's poorest countries. The campaign was co-founded by Irish rocker Bono. Its release precedes two meetings in June, the African Union Summit and the World Economic Forum for Africa. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, more than 100 women have been raped in a brutal attack in a village, reported The Independent. Médecins Sans Frontières claims that as many as 127 women have sought medical attention after an armed militia swept through South Kivu on May 1st. Aid workers estimate that as many as 1 in 3 women in the country have been raped, with over 30% infected with HIV as a result. In Sarajevo, Bosnia last week, the Women's Court on War Crimes Against Women during the War in the former Yugoslavia in the 1990s convened, according to Women's E-News. Women have come together from all corners of the former nation to demand justice for the crimes committed against them during the wars and the enduring inequalities and suffering that followed. The tribunal will name the crimes and the perpetrators, and it will demand justice. Harriet Tubman has won an online poll by Women on 20s aimed at getting a woman on the $20 bill. They're petitioning federal officials, and New Hampshire Senator Jean Shaheen introduced the official Women on the 20s Act to Congress. If the legislation passed, it would direct the Secretary of the Treasury to convene a citizen panel on the question, reported Bloomberg. But Feminista Jones, a prominent feminist writer, opposes the move. Quote, "Her legacy is rooted in resisting the foundation of American capitalism. Tubman didn't respect America's economic system, so making her a symbol of it would be insulting," Jones wrote in the Washington Post. Men's rights groups are in a tizzy over the latest Mad Max film. The Independent reports that the groups have called for a boycott of Mad Max Fury Road, describing it as feminist propaganda and bemoaning liberal Hollywood's attempts to undermine traditional masculinity. The character, played by Charlize Theron, seeks to rescue the women enslaved by a psychotic overlord in a post-apocalyptic world. Director George Miller brought in Vagina Monologues author Eve Ensler as a consultant because of her work with women enslaved by real men around the world, according to NPR. She praised Miller for making a visionary and feminist action movie. Meanwhile, back in Hollywood, a brouhaha has kicked up over the Black Widow character in the latest Avengers film. Many criticized Joss Whedon, who is usually a filmmaker who creates strong female roles, for relegating the character to the sidelines in favor of the male heroes. It's a continuing pattern in the film industry, as is the lack of female directors, and now the American Civil Liberties Union is asking state and federal officials to investigate hiring practices by film and television studios after it detailed disparities in hiring women directors. Wages for women, on average, are 24% less than men's around the world. That's according to a new report released by UN Women. The basis of this differential is not education, according to the UN Women report. Quote, after accounting for gender differences in education, the size of the adjusted pay gap actually increased, indicating that rising female education has not been fully or equally rewarded in the labor market. And a pop-up store in Pittsburgh has taken a cheeky approach to the wage gap in the United States. WREG reported that Alana Schlenker charges women less than men for the same items because women make 76 cents for each dollar a man earns. The name of the store? 76. And in New Mexico news, the Albuquerque City Council adopted an ordinance to provide incentives to companies offering equal pay to their employees, regardless of gender. Supporters say the initiative is the first of its kind at the municipal level, according to the Albuquerque Journal. Companies would get a 5% preference in the evaluation process when seeking city work. They must show that they pay women within 10% of what men get in comparable jobs. The ultimate goal is no pay difference, but supporters say this sets an initial target. Martha Burke chaired the task force that worked on the ordinance. She says some companies don't realize how far off they are from full equity in their wages. For Women's Focus, I'm Megan Kamrick.